Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And once again, I really don't feel like it. That's the soundbite or the one-liner that comes to mind when I'm feeling like this. I really don't feel like it. It's not that I don't feel bad. You know, I'm okay for the most part. I just don't feel like it. I just don't. And when I say, what don't you feel like, Jeffrey? I don't feel like life. You know, it's not that I want to die or nothing. Do I feel like participating in the normal rigors, routine, and consequences and expectations of life? Probably expectations is probably the word. Expectations is probably the word. That's, I think I just figured it out. I don't want to deal with the expectations or obligations, and I think it's seasonal. I think it's seasonal. It's like September, what? 10th, 11th, 12th, or something like that. The fall equinox is coming up, I do believe. And the days are getting shorter. You know, that started since June. I noticed that as leaving work or when I get off work, it's dark now. As before, it was bright and sunny when I got off work. Even though I work from home, you still get off work. The weather has been hot and sunny, so I really can't say it's the weather. Because weather was hot and sunny, and the weather really just changed. It just changed like yesterday or the day before or yesterday. And I really didn't feel like it so much. I took Tuesday off. And I didn't hibernate because taking the day off, you know, when I said I don't feel like doing it today and this and that and this and that, the alternative is worse. Laying around eating all day and just being lazy, that makes me feel worse. I don't want to do that either. So I guess I'm caught in another one of life's beautiful dilemmas to where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I believe we need those challenges in life. Life needs to be interesting. Life needs to be something that we need to be weary and leery of at times. We can't be too content, but it's nice to be content to a point, to be able to relax to a degree. But challenges, I think, are necessary in life. Accomplishment, challenges lead to accomplishments. And I think as human beings, we need that. So it's not like I just want to call off work and lay in the bed all day long. I don't want to do that either. I could probably say for sure that I don't feel like working, kinda. Working isn't so bad. See, my job isn't so bad. When, you know, it gives me something to do during the day. I get into it, and I kind of realize too with my job that the part that probably bugs me the most or is the most stressful to me, whatever, what puts the most stress on me is dealing with people. And I think that's what I need and like and enjoy most about the job. Not the stress part of it, but that part where I pick up the phone and I'm anticipating the voice that's going to hit me, the energy, the situation. You know, I'm able to perform a little bit. There's human interaction. It may be the human interaction part that is probably keeping me going. Because there are ups and downs. In fact, talked to a customer the other day. We talked, we was on the phone for 45 minutes. talking about all kinds of borderline politically incorrect stuff that you ain't supposed to talk about at work, about race and politics and, you know, all that. Talked about, you know, the culture at work and that and this and that. And I don't think I ever had talked to her before. I probably have. She seemed like the type that, you know, I ended up getting in a conversation with. We started talking about this and talking about that. Next thing you know, 45 minutes done went by. So that part, you know, and there's customers who call me and I know them and I see their name pop up and I'll, you know, modify the script. I'll say, thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. This is Jeff. How can I help you today? And they'll be like, yeah. Someone said, like, yeah, I'll take a larger pepperoni or something like that, you know. So I think I need that. I think that's part of it. Picking up that phone, answering them calls, getting those emails, that constant barrage of humanity coming at you, needing something, and you have to respond. And then being graded and critiqued on it in comparison to coworkers. I am competitive. And one of these days coming up, we're gonna get our performance reviews for the last like three or four months. And this is our performance review of something that I hold my breath when I get it. Sometimes I get it, I don't even open it up. It means that much to me. It's that significant. What that thing tells me is that significant. And what makes it significant is me being number one or not. Not number two, not number three. Even though I've learned to accept it, I want to be the best one. I want to have the highest overall performance score in my group. That's what I shoot for. Well, I don't know if I shoot for that. Let's be honest. I could work a lot harder. I mean, I could work a lot harder. I think there's always room for improvement, but there's a cost, opportunity cost, and there's a return on investment in the cost-based analysis. You know, do I'm gonna put in that much attention and work and dedication to it where I'm already doing, I ain't gonna say more than what I'm expected, but it probably is definitely more than what I expect. I'm definitely doing a good job, you know, a better than good job, top performance job. So I'm definitely doing that, you know, but I could just probably really just focus down, you know, and just take it to another level. Expend energy just to be, you know, make it super tight and all but, you know, flawless. And then, you know, I'm sure my score will go up maybe, you know, 2-3 points or however many points. But it would take away from, I think expending that energy and that focus would take away from me, quote unquote, working on other stuff in my life, Jeffrey TV stuff, would just, you know, wear me out to where I get off work or whatever and I feel like doing nothing. You know, is it worth putting that much energy into it? And the answer is obviously no. It's just like, it's kind of not quite the old adage, Mr. Clinton's adage, you do the best you can, then funk it. It's quite not that, you know, because it's not really about doing the best I can and funk it, because the best I can, and maybe even 80% of the best I can, is way good enough. You know, so I take that statement, do the best you can and funk it, is do the best you can and whatever happens, happens. You know, you do the best you can. If you make it, you make it. You don't say something you want to attain. You the best. You give it the best. Give it your best shot, and funk it. And I don't think it applies here because, you know, I'm doing blah blah blah, quote unquote, loosely the best I can, and it's more than enough. It's you know. Some people have said outstanding even. But it's just a matter of focus and detail and just my general way I carry myself and the way I handle life in general. From the moment I get up in the morning to punching in, just the way I handle everything, the discipline I have with everything. To orchestrate it and manage discipline and attention to detail and things I just do in general. That makes life easy for me. Or makes life easier for me, you know. Definitely makes it so that I can appreciate a lot of things that maybe a lot of people can't or don't. It's a lot of things I don't have to go through because those things are looked at or attended to or maintenance or prevented at the core, the foundation of my routine of life. You know, just at the basic foundation of how I handle things. My mother used to say, where the circumstances of life rescue you. Just my general routine outlook and discipline, the way I handle and carry myself and things I expect. That basis protects me. Keeps me out of trouble. Keeps trouble away from me. To where I almost have a subconscious disposition to avoid things that could be troubling. An aversion. I have an aversion to troubling things, and it could happen even before I even think in my subconscious. Before I even think about it, I'm already like, nope, you don't want to do that. And then by the time it actually becomes a conscious thought, it's already, whew, we ain't gonna get that out of my face. And it comes from in that also, you know, other people can have that, many people can have that, people have that, this, have that, that. But you also have to have an understanding of the way things work. To know that if you do that A, this B is gonna happen. If you say this to that, that could possibly happen. If you do this with this, you know, you have to have the knowledge or experience or forethought of that to understand, you know, hey, if you accept this money for that person, they're going to expect something down the line. There's going to be consequences, stuff like that. But anyway, so I'm just not feeling like it. I really. I don't know, it could be the weather, seems the weather, and see the thing is too, I'm traveling. I'm gonna be in a situation where my eating habits have been known to be horrendous. And I wanted to go into that situation as low as I possibly could. And last week I was like 208. 207 at this day. Today, I think I'm 216. No, actually, and I'll get back, I'll probably be like 211. Or no, I'll probably be like 213, 214. And I think, you know, sometime last week, I was like under 210, 209. Of course, it was hot and I was oversweated, you know, and that really wasn't a good way. But it's basically, you know, I was you know, my weight was down. My weight was way down. It was nice and down. It was good. I was happy. And then it started up this weekend. You know how it goes. Maybe Friday night. A slippery slope. It's like you got to stay on it. Or it'll get you. Next thing you know, you're right there. Right back where you started. You don't pay attention to it. Slippery slope. Right back where you started. You don't pay attention to it. Blah, blah, blah. That's how I feel. Blah, blah, blah. That's how I feel. We'll see. Had an earthquake this morning, 7:30, like an hour and a half before I was supposed to get up. And no way in hell, I don't think I'll ever be over earthquakes. They're still scary as hell. They still rattle me, but not as much as they used to. Nowhere near as much as they used to. In fact, I was able to just, you know, ride this one out and stay in bed. And, you know, my stomach didn't tighten all up, heart didn't start beating, start sweating. I didn't jump up or react or, you know. And I think that's just starting the last year or so. They're still terrifying. And I had the whole, I mean, just had everything just start shaking. You know, and then you go through your head, is this gonna stop? You know, is this it? You know, what's going on? And it becomes such a thing in my mind that I probably don't even confront the situation realistically because it's just so, you know, I'm so shaken by him. I don't even want to, you know, it's head in the sand, ignorance is bliss, whatever. I don't even want to give it anything. I don't want to let it in my head at all. You know, I don't even want that to be an idea. Give it any credence or think about it that much. Just try to avoid it. But then, you know, after one hits, I do my research and I go to my QuakeBot and try to see what they said about it, what fault line, where it was, magnitude, you know. And you gotta wait out for the aftershocks and all that stuff. But they were saying, Lucy Jones, my earthquake expert that usually on TV or they go to when these things happen. And we get alerts now. We actually get alerts. Last time I got an alert that an earthquake got to where I was in about 10 seconds. So, but you gotta be looking at your phone, how your phone turned on. I just happened to be looking at my phone. I was like, what? Earthquake. Next thing you know, started shaking a little bit. And I started shaking again today. Woke up, looked at the phone, and had an alert. So, you know, the technology is doing things and this and that. And, you know. And the chances of being killed or harmed in an earthquake are, you know, very low. Even though it's like guaranteed that, you know, we're gonna have a big one, whatever big means. Because, you know, this is the way the geology of the earth is set up, the tectonic plates and whatnot. But they were saying that the last few years, we've been overdue. We haven't been getting them. You know, it's like we're overdue. We haven't been getting the little ones or whatever ones. But recently we have, last couple months, you know, we've been getting them. And I like to think that, you know, we get these little ones and it takes the tension off the big one. That's what I like to think, but I'm pretty sure Lucy Jones will differ. But anyway, so, you know, I lay there through that this morning. I was like, I might as well get up. I ain't gonna be able to go back to sleep. I almost did though. I almost kind of did because I've been sleeping a lot for whatever reason, because, you know, I'm just in that kind of mood. Just want to sleep. I almost like want to hibernate already. It's only September. My God, I gotta do better, because come winter time, that time between December 31st and January 31st, where I've gained 20 pounds over the last couple years. I think I'm gonna be ready for that this year. I'm definitely gonna be ready. Now, whether I'm losing about it, we don't know. But I'm definitely prepared. I know about it. You know, I'm not smoking them Black and Milds anymore, which it should. I don't know what it's gonna mean or what it's gonna do, but what effect it's gonna have. But I'm excited to be off of the nicotine. I'm excited to be off, you know, of any stimulants like that. And, you know, how I feel. I feel good. Natural. A natural high or feeling or natural energy or whatever. And because this Black and Milds was definitely distorting my energy. No doubt about it. Definitely distorting my energy. Bringing it down, weighing it down, dampening it, subduing it, suppressing it, whatever. And that's what it was for, hell. That's what it was for, to get off work, hit that Black and Mild, and just go, you know, don't gotta do nothing else now but sit and eat and watch TV. Like a relaxer. But blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. Hey, I don't feel like talking about the debate either, do I?